very happy result, I guess, from your point of view on Wednesday night, with East Iverson deciding that they were going to go ahead and continue in the NWFA competition for 2021. What was the feeling in the room? Was it a mix of resignation, some people saying, yes, well, we're not going to go, and others saying, we are, or was it overwhelmingly positive?
Oh, I think it was a bit of a mix. Some people, you know, and I think to the coach's credit, they, to a certain extent, wanted to go ahead. But they were did have reservations in the fact that they'd called so many players and you know, tried their absolute best to recruit and just you know, just didn't happen. So there was a bit of reservation. There's no doubt about that.
So the way it's going to work from today, at least for the short term, is they'll be borrowing a couple of players off Moreton Preston today, as it turns out, but maybe other clubs as well.
Oh, well, it'll only be for the reserves game. They'll only be able to borrow them for the reserves game. Hopefully they can build enough for their seniors and, you know, like if they can get, you know, a dozen or 15 in the reserves, like hopefully Preston might, Moreton Preston may just top them up. But look, it'll be a wait-and-see game, really. They did get two or three players, I think, walk in, you know, and sign up. So that's, you know, it's two more than they had. So that's a positive thing. You know, so I know when we went to their meeting, you know, the Turners Beach meeting, there was no sort of, you know, there wasn't many players at that meeting when we went there, you know, two or three years ago. So I think the amount of players they had there was a positive, you know, it was really exciting.
How does this work with the Constitution? Obviously, that you're allowed to borrow players under certain circumstances, but then going forward, if there's forfeits and things like that, how does that play out?
Yeah, it does make it a little bit messy. You know, obviously some clubs are going to lend them players, others are not. That's in a match day permit, they call that, within clubs. So that's quite, you know, you can do that all year if you needed to. But not all clubs are going to have spares, not all clubs are going to want to do it. So that's that part. And then, of course, they've got to have 28. We have a 28 player rule now in the competition where you must bring 28 players to the game. Now, that's, you know, and then there's a $250 fine if you haven't got the 28 players there to play the game. So that sort of makes up 16 in the senior sort of thing and you know, an extra 12 for the reserve. So it sort of, really, what was happening, some clubs were coming along, well, it only happened once or twice, but some clubs were going to a game with only 20 players, you know, which, you know, was just, it's just not viable, so... You know, so this has come about where we, you know, we've brought in this 28-player rule. And then, of course, if they forfeit the twos, then it's a $500 fine. But you don't get both together, you know, like it's just a one-off, yeah.
So how many times can a club forfeit before?
Well, I'm pretty sure, Martin, we made it a sort of three-strikes policy, you know, by the time, once you get to that, you know, like, obviously you're in trouble if you get to that third time.
So what you're saying is that even though East Ulverston, they're still going ahead, they're not out of the woods yet and they're still
not
facing a significant challenge by the sound of it.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, absolutely. There's a massive challenge. There's no doubt about that. And everybody in the room realised that. You know, I don't think anybody was thinking that it was going to be a bed of roses. You know, like, it's just going to be hard work. And sadly, I know it's tough, but, you know, other clubs have done it and fought their way back. So hopefully... You know, it'd be just a tragedy to lose East. You know, they've got a great facilities. You know, they've got a good core group of players. You know, and that have stuck by them. Like they said, there was five or six guys in the room last night that had played over 150 games or up to. So you know, they've got the nucleus of a reasonable team, but they've just got to get some people to jump on board.
All right, fingers crossed for them, Paul. Let's hope that today is the start of the road back for them, but thanks for your time this morning.
No, thank you very much, Martin, and again, thanks for giving us the time. You know, it's fantastic. It's good for our footy.